I'm honored to address you as you embark on a week of work based on this remarkable humanitarian disarmament convention, 25 years since it was adopted. I won't dwell on the significant progress we, the members of the convention and important supporters, have collectively achieved, or the numerous challenges we face going forward. I would, however, like to take this opportunity to appeal to all of you as members of this convention to prioritize bringing your country and others alike to the goal of this treaty, eliminating the suffering caused by anti-personnel mines. With 25 years of experience behind us, we know what it will take to meet our shared objective. As we face new challenges ahead, from environmental to public health or economic concerns, strengthening the political will to meet outstanding obligations, including through cooperation, is critical. In the past year alone, we have seen two countries outside the treaty and armed groups use this weapon of terror. We, people like you or I, who made this convention possible, must therefore once again leave no doubt that the use of anti-personnel mines by anyone, anywhere, is unacceptable. Only our collective effort will ensure that we make every step in this world safer for this and future generations. Thank you for your efforts.